I do want to move forward with this, but I do know I also have 1 minute left. So let me just keep going on this one little train of thought. As we start looking at the facts and as we start getting, and maybe there's some really good FBI folks that are going to start actually coming out and saying, this is what's been going on and this is going on. Whistleblowers, not just people that are leaking, but real whistleblowers. But the here's the problem. What the states need to do is the states need to create safe havens for whistleblowers in the intelligence community, in the dark state, and so forth. And if the states do this, then people like Snowden won't have a chance anymore to go out and become famous and try to make lots of money. We'll have good, conscientious people, because supposedly Snowden was good and conscientious. And if you believe he's a hero, give me a call. We can talk about that. Anyway, I'm looking at a coalition amongst all the states to actually stand up a local committee and a connected committee, so that if a whistleblower brings forth information that's coming out of the FBI, the Justice Department, and so forth, the states need to have this mechanism so that they can have this oversight, because that's what they're supposed to do, so that they can see just how bad and how dark it is in some of these deep space recesses. I'm up to a hard break, and so when we go through these breaks and listen to the sponsors, please support them, but we will be right back after a word from our sponsors, so thank you very much. Rippey Homes is a family-owned business that has been building homes in the Spokane area for over a decade. For years, they've offered their customers an array of construction projects and services, but due to market demands, they now exclusively focus building high-efficiency homes and business offices, offering custom turnkey solutions for customers seeking to save money on operational costs while enjoying the latest innovations and construction technology. They understand many of these features can be expensive, but this is why they work closely with a team of leading designers to integrate the details and options that suit your needs. When it comes to translating designs into reality, the artisans they employ make this happen. If you're interested in building a cutting-edge dream home or office, then contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you. Hey folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And the dialogue was, we were talking about the states establishing a consortium, a committee amongst them, so that when somebody wants to blow the whistle on the federal government doing something it shouldn't be doing, it doesn't go into like an incestuous department that will cover it up and go, okay, well, we'll behave better, and then not, because that's what's been happening. That happens way too often. So what should happen then would be a whistleblower that would then go to any state that they might be in, Maryland, Virginia, and or reach out and provide information, and basically, boom, this person should be protected, and this person should be, you know, given an opportunity to provide the information. If it's classified, then these legislatures that are part of this committee at the state level should be cleared. And so that way that there's complete safeguarding of that information, if, so that the sources and so forth can be protected. But then, boom, you've got it. Now the states can go, what are you doing, little brother? Or actually not little brother, but child, because the federal government is the child to the states. And so people forget about that relationship. It's the states that created the federal government, not the other way around. But most people have been taught the other way around, that we're here for them. And the social engineering by the progressives wants us to believe that they're here, or we're here for them. Anyway, moving forward, there is a walkout, and I hope you know about this, March 14th. If you have kids, they're being prepped to do this major walkout as a part of this social engineering in protesting guns and the lack of movement. And, oh, by the way, our populist president trying to make, you know, find middle ground, because that's what good politicians will do that. They'll try to find the middle ground. And so our president is now saying, well, maybe we should ban bump stocks and maybe we should ban these types of things. If you understand the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms, and as a matter of fact, while I'm talking about this, I will go ahead and pull up the Constitution because I think it's that important. And if you look at the Constitution and you understand the First Amendment, and I'm getting really close, then I will do it. It says right here, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And so most people don't even know what bearing arms means. Most people think that it's about a musket or, you know, a flintlock pistol. No. They had mortars and cannons back then, and the right to be able to own and have those in protecting themselves from a tyrannical government was Paramount. That's one of the reasons why that was the Second Amendment, because they understood that the Second Amendment protected the Constitution and all the rest of our rights. And this thing that, oh, well, these guns, it's a gun problem. I've been telling you since the day it happened, and even before, if you listen to my local show and if you read my content, this has been a social engineering problem, and the real problem has nothing to do with the guns. It has nothing to do with, do pencils misspell words? I guess we should get rid of pencils because words can be misspelled. And so it has nothing to do with the pencil. But that's what the progressives and their engineering want you to believe. It has everything to do with our morals and our lack thereof, or the moral turpitude of this nation and the policies that the progressives have instituted. And so with this walkout, it's going to happen March 14th at 10 a.m., and this is being staged. I want you to know who's behind this. If you go to trevorlawden.com, he's already got a lead on this, and you can see who the people are that are organizing this nationwide. These are communists roping in our kids and using our kids and convincing them that they're so noble in wanting to surrender all of their liberties and rights to the state. That's what should happen. And this is not play stuff, folks. This is very, very serious. And your kids are being perverted and twisted. This is tantamount to child abuse, teaching and leading kids to surrender their liberties. I just can't fathom why anybody would want to do this. One of these days, these kids will think that they finally got everything that they want because they can go live in some twisted world of transgenderism and, you know, whatever deviant thing that they want to be able to do. But the one thing they won't be able to do is defend themselves when all of a sudden they recognize that things are that bad and they won't have guns and they won't have an ability to make a change and take their liberties back. Things aren't equal. The American Revolution was a lot different because people, government, and everything else were very equal. Nowadays, the government has supercomputers. Nowadays, governments have all sorts of technology and weapons and things that they have a billion-dollar budget that they spend on this. And not that this is bad, and it is constitutional, but there's a reason why we're supposed to be able to defend ourselves. And so there is a better argument in maintaining civility with guns than there is by surrendering them. So these Florida students that are getting active and surrendering their liberties have succumbed to the religious doctrine of the secular progressives. And I'll get more into that when I get into Platonism and what the secular religion is. I think I talked about that yesterday, and I've been talking about it on my local show. Demanding that the states violate the Constitution and make tougher gun laws is just, it hurts my head. It boggles any type of logic anybody wants to put out there. Instead of pleading for morality and bringing back prayer in school and the things that we need, they would much rather just say, take these guns from us. We don't deserve these. And so anyway, I just look at these as a bunch of dolts, and there's not going to be any civil dialogue. It is, they want what they want, and they want you to give it to them because the left is intolerant. They have no tolerance towards any type of opposing views, and most people can see that, and most people recognize that. And so there's also this video that I saw going out there where this guy is going into the workplace brandishing a musket to try to do a mass killing, and he can't hit anybody. And so the people are saying, well, that's what, you know, right to bear arms used to be now, not these military weapons and so forth. Before I run out of time, let me talk about another dolt. There's a dolt who's the mayor of Dallas who is basically telling the NRA to go do your convention somewhere else. And technically a city can do that, but a state can't, because this uniformity clause and commerce clause, states can't dictate what kind of commerce or what have you, it can be done within one state or another. So let's make this clear. This guy is in sheer ignorance, and he obviously doesn't understand this whole 14th Amendment, and he's singing the secular progressive hymns of "We don't want this, we don't need no education," kind of like the Pink Floyd song. It's very important to understanding history and why these things are important. The 14th Amendment is the thing that actually protected the freemen from oppression and unconstitutional laws, where the states were passing laws telling them that they couldn't assemble, they couldn't bear arms, they couldn't have free speech. They were violating what we consider civil rights. And so the 14th Amendment was passed to keeping states from being able to do that in protecting the Bill of Rights, and it applied the Bill of Rights to states. And if you read Section 1, in the 14th Amendment, it says no state shall pass any law that abridges any immunities or personal immunities and privileges. So go read that. I'm out of time for this section, and so we'll be coming back after a word from our sponsors. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. Rippey Homes wants you to know the process from start to finish in building your custom home can take up to 2 years, especially if you're looking for real estate and have not settled on the design of your home. There are a lot of details in each step of this process and a plethora of options in the Passivhaus designs that Rippey Homes specializes in. If you want to get your custom home done right, then working with the Passivhaus experienced builder with an unmatchable reputation, then you need to contact Rippey Homes. Again, the process can take a long time, so getting the lead time and learning your options as well as getting into the schedule will help you get that much closer to obtaining your dream custom home. So check out Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at CGRIPPY.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive and businesses who are supporting to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And I'm holding right here a book that was written by Jonah Goldberg. It's called Liberal Fascism. Yep, that's the book. And so what I would like you to do is take a gander at that book. You could read my book. I love peddling my book, but I actually point other people to, or people to other books, because then you're not just, you know, hearing it from me. You're hearing it from other people who are also making an academic argument. And in this book, he talks about the necessity of creating a religion. If you understand, Hitler created a religion. Mussolini, all of these dictators, they either create a religion or an anti-religion that people can believe in. And that is what we have today as secular progressivism. And I want you to kind of understand that is huge, because what I call religious doctrine, most people go, that's not religion. And actually it is, because the doctrine is anti-Christ. It's anti-Christian, so it's anti-Christ. And you, if you create a religion that its intent is to oppose a very specific religion and its doctrine, it sounds like a religion. It may not have, you know, the structure of a minister, a pope, or what have you, but it still sounds like a religion, even though it doesn't have a building, it doesn't have, you know, a Bible. As a matter of fact, it does have a Bible. It's called the dynamic or the living Bible of the secularist, because whatever they want to create, you come up with some new way of getting around their policies and or their doctrine, and they will come up and squish you. And that's what's been happening. You choose not to bake a cake for somebody because you find for whatever reason, you find what they do repugnant, or you just can't support it. Doesn't matter. You can't be intolerant towards them, and your religion is, you know, intolerant. And so they're very intolerant towards religion. So it's a worthy book, and he talks about how important governments use religion and how we seem to have a religion. And he doesn't talk about our religion in this book, but he does talk about the importance of how governments use them. And so if you get that, then you'll start understanding, oh, okay, so that's how Hitler was able to get the German people, you know, so in a frenzy over, you know, what he wanted to do with his Aryan race and taking over and so forth. They had no problem with it. They had no problem with killing their indolent and their non-producers. They didn't even cry or scream or care. It was that bad in Germany, and they thought, well, this is for the best. We're going to put to death all of our sick, lame, lazy, what have you, those people that are non-producers for our economy and for our society. And that, my friends, is very sick. So anyway, what I wanted to do was go into the Madison's view of the Sedition Act, as I've kind of covered Jefferson's. Why is this really important? Because here is the verbiage coming from the father of the Constitution, or what many people call the father of the Constitution, Jefferson being the father of our rights, the Declaration of Independence, and so forth. And you can tell the tone is definitely different, but what they say is very similar. And so I'm going to go through this with you really, not quickly, but I think it's really important that we start understanding that it's not just GR here saying that the federal government can't be making up its own laws and creating its own powers, that they are hard, fast, limited to the enumerated objects or the powers that are enumerated within that Constitution that the states delegated them. And so that's why I'm reading Madison. That's why I'm reading Jefferson. And these things are the truth. You can't deny this. And so this is the Virginia Resolution, Alien and Sedition Act, 1798. Resolved that the General Assembly of Virginia doth unequivocally express a firm resolution to maintain and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state against every aggression, either foreign or domestic, and that they will support the government of the United States in all measures warranted by the former. And so, first off, he basically sends out this, you know, this little love message that says, hey, we want to be a part of this Constitution, but we're going to defend it against every aggression, foreign or domestic. Moving on, second paragraph, he says, excuse me, that this assembly must most solemnly declares a warm attachment to the Union of the States, to maintain which it pledges all its power, and that for this end it is our duty to watch over and oppose every infraction of those principles which constitute the only basis of that union, the Constitution. I'm inserting that. That's what he's meaning here. Because a faithful observance of them can alone secure its existence and the public happiness. Pretty profound way of the way he's going about this. He is not just basically like Jefferson saying, this is unconstitutional and void, because what Virginia did was they nullified as a part of their resolution, or I should say Kentucky. Virginia does not, and when we get through this, you'll kind of see this, that this assembly doth explicitly and preemptorily declare that, and these words are pretty difficult to pronounce, so forgive me. I'll start over again. That this assembly doth explicitly and preemptorily declare that it views the powers of the federal government as resulting from the compact to which the states are parties as limited by the plain sense and intention of the instrument constituting the compact, as no further valid that they are authorized by the grants enumerated in that compact, and that in case of a deliberate, palpable, which is blatant, and dangerous exercise of their powers not granted by the said compact, the states who are the parties thereto have the right and are duty-bound to interpose for arresting the progress of evil and for the main... They're calling it evil. They're calling the Sedition Act, you know, this regulation and law in dictating what kind of political speech can be done by the press and by people. They're calling it evil here. And so when I call people, and people think, you're so harsh in calling them communists and evil and so forth, I'm going, no, not really. If you understand their intent is to enslave you and me. Anyway, I digress. I editorialize too quickly here. The progress of evil and for maintaining within the respective limits the authorities, rights, and liberties appertaining to them. That, and so we'll go into the next paragraph, that the General Assembly doth also express its deep regret that a spirit has in sundry instances, a variety of instances, been manifested by the federal government to enlarge its power by forced constructions of the constitutional charter which defines them, and that the implication have appeared of a design to expound certain general phrases which have been copied from the very limited grant of power in the former Articles of Confederation were the less liable to be misconstrued so as to destroy the meaning and effect of the particular enumeration which necessarily explains the limits, the general phrases, And so to consolidate the states by degrees into one sovereignty, the obvious tendency and the inevitable consequences of which would be to transform the present Republican system of the United States into an absolute or at best a mixed monarchy. Do you understand what was just he just said here? You need to read the fourth paragraph, because he's already talking about by them passing this one law, they were centralizing powers, and he was looking at this as a grand step into either a monarchy, and actually what's happened is not a monarchy. We've gone even worse. We've gone into a democracy with dictators, with kings, even though you call a king a monarch. But in this particular case, the kings that I'm referring to have term limits, that they're not permanent and they can't go to blood rights and so forth like a true monarchy. And so in my book, when I talk about this in my third section of my first book, We the People, Whose Constitution Is It Anyway?, I actually get into the fact that these are the string of kings who started violating the Constitution, and it started with King Andrew Jackson. As you can hear, I'm up on another hard break, so forgive me. We've got to do these commercials, so please stay tuned, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsors. So thank you very much.
This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health.
Thousands of people each month are moving to what is referred to as the Redoubt area. That's R-E-D-O-U-B-T. If you're tired of insane liberal policies and you have a growing concern in the ideological makeup of your community, you should do what many others are doing and look into joining us here in the Redoubt area. If you settle on moving to the Spokane area, you need to contact Rippey Homes to help you develop the ideal solution that can help you reduce your operational costs and reduce your dependence on the nation's aging infrastructure. Rippey Homes offers a full package service, including real estate, Passive Haus designers, with an array of options to help you blend in with your surroundings. Why risk what is important, your family and your home? So check out Cameron Rippey at CGRIPPY.com. That's Cameron Rippey at CGRIPPY.com in the heart of the Redoubt country. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states, in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution. These conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And what I was just talking about in this last paragraph, and maybe you want to talk about it, you can dial in if you want. But anywho, what Madison was just alluding to, and I'll just read the very first part of this paragraph again, that the General Assembly of Virginia, and I'm going to add some words to this, doth also express deep regret that the spirit has in a variety of instances been manifested by the federal government to enlarge its powers by forced constructions of the constitutional charter which defines them. Now, the word charter is a word that gets inserted as regarding the Constitution. But to be clear, the Constitution really isn't a charter because charters are granted by a single sovereign, where contracts have parties. And that's why he used compact, contract, and those are the common words. I know that there's lots of people that would consider, and each of the colonies were founded by charters, and that sovereign of those colonies was either England, France, even I think Holland, because New Amsterdam or New York was a Dutch colony. So there were different nations. Spain and Portugal had their charters with the Central Latin America, Southern America, or South America, and so forth. So anyway, this is interesting because he's basically talking about, and he goes right through this and says that, you know, you have to stay within the boundaries of the Constitution. And so here in the next paragraph, he says that the General Assembly doth particularly protest against the palpable and alarming infractions of the Constitution in the two late cases of the Alien Seditions Acts passed at the last session of Congress, the first of which exercises a power nowhere delegated to the federal government, and which, by uniting legislative and judicial powers to those of executive, subverts the general principles of free government, as well as the particular organization and positive provisions of the federal Constitution, and the other of which acts exercise in like manner a power not delegated by the Constitution, but on the contrary, expressly and positively forbidden by one of the amendments thereto, a power which more than other ought to produce universal alarm, because it is leveled against that right of freely examining public characters and measures and of free communication among the people thereon, which has ever been justly deemed the only effectual guardian of every other right. In other words, the only guardian of every other right that we have is to be able to freely talk and call out the character of others. And what does political correctness do again? Political correctness ties your hands so that you cannot freely call out that this is an abomination, this is a sin, this is wrong, this is evil. Because why? You're making somebody feel bad about it. Their character is taking a hit. And so now we can enable their bad behavior so they can sin freely and we can all be happy and petting puppies. I'm sorry. I go a little too far sometimes. But the truth is, he just nailed it. He's talking about how political correctness is the evil, or I'm adding this into this, but I mean, there is a direct relationship that, and I'll read it again, because it is leveled against that right of freely examining public characters and measures and of free communication among the people thereon. So, in what he was doing, he was basically assessing these acts. He was looking at what the federal government was doing. And here in this resolution so far, he has been clearly stating that they are violating the Constitution. Who would know more about the Constitution? Maybe Barack Obama would know more than Madison. I mean, he seems to act like it. Maybe Bill Clinton, they're both lawyers. Maybe the two of them would know more about the Constitution than James Madison. Huh. Don't think so, folks. And as a matter of fact, I will tell you, if you don't know this already, George Washington had such a profound respect for Madison that Madison was his primary speechwriter, and whenever he had a question on what was constitutional or what wasn't constitutional, he always referred to Madison. It wasn't until Jefferson and Hamilton started splitting up, and Washington noticed this, Washington maintained his relationship with Hamilton instead of Jefferson and Madison, his fellow Virginians. Why? Because Hamilton was, he had the highest regard, and the way Hamilton manipulated him during the war. If you read his biography by, I think it's Ron Chernow, he wrote both Washington and he wrote Hamilton's biographies, you can tell that Hamilton, it took a while for Washington to gain his trust, but he got to a point where he was able to use Washington and get Washington to give him something that, you know, no other person was able to get. And that was a very good wartime assignment so that he could get better credentials as a warrior. And so it's very fascinating how Hamilton understood how to, and I'll use the term, manipulate George Washington. That being said, let me go to the next paragraph here. That this state, having by its convention, which ratified the federal constitution, expressly declared that among other essential rights, the liberty of conscience and of the press cannot be canceled, abridged, restrained, or modified by any authority of the United States. And from its extreme anxiety to guard these rights from every possible attack of sophistry and ambition, having with other states recommended amendment for that purpose, which amendment was in due time annexed to the Constitution, it would mark a reproachable inconsistency and criminal degeneracy. Criminal, you get that, folks? Criminal degeneracy. So what is Obamacare? That is heresy. That is criminal heresy. Anyway, criminal degeneracy, if an indifference were now shewn by or to the most palpable violation of one of the rights thus declared and secured to the establishment of a precedent which may be fatal to the other. These are such powerful words, folks. I think this kind of helps really seal that. So the question I always have to ask, and let me go to this, what does it take? What's it going to take for you to start saying, you know what, we cannot survive, that we are on a path of destruction? We're either going to capitulate or they are going to find a political expediency, a good reason why they need to suspend our Constitution. And when they do it this time, it's gone. Because they do have the technology, they have the power of force. Nobody kills. You know, people complain about corporations killing and doing damage. Nobody kills and does damage in comparison to governments. More people have died at the hands of government than any corporation ever. As a matter of fact, Mark Levin, who's on at this time on a different channel, wrote a book, I believe it was called Liberty and Tyranny, and he talked about the DDT. And he wasn't the only one, but I think it was in Silent Spring, the book he referenced, and because I talk about it too in my book, and there were a few other people that talk about it. I think even Thomas Sowell talked about it. But more specifically, we are at a point where we have created regulations like banning DDT that is responsible for killing millions of people with malaria. I mean, millions, just by doing that one thing. And there was no evidence whatsoever that DDT, remember the eagle scare and all of that? Come to find out that was all hogwash, just like climate change. We've been bamboozled and manipulated by these academics. Remember, the academics are who we look to trust. And who was penetrated first by the Fabians? I talked about this yesterday. The Fabian Society came in and took over academia and said, look, this is the direction we're going to go. We're going to control the narrative and we're going to monopolize the school of thought. There will be no academic freedom anymore. If you want to oppose us, you are going to be out, and you will be out on your own without any of us and our support. It's kind of sad. It is really sad that it's come to this. But I will say this, that when you start looking at the empirical data and you look at the tyranny and the oppression that we're living under, then one has to start saying, I have to be the one. Let it start with me, just like G.R. Mobley is. And I started this a long time ago, and I'm asking you to join. Reach out and contact me. You know, just touch your screen and I'll heal you. I'm just kidding. What you need to do is find out how to get active. I mean, my books will tell you this, but I want you to start getting involved. You have to. We have to start setting aside our differences, setting aside our self-interest, and we have to start working together just like the framers did. And if we can do that, my friends, we together will reclaim this republic. There is hope for us. There's no doubt in my mind. I am the ever optimist, as I've been told by my family. And so with that, I am out of time and I'm out of here. We will be back tomorrow. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much.